This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democrats are pulling off surprise wins in Aurora's city council. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports that Republican candidates outspent Democrats heading into the race.
Progressives are leading all of the Aurora city council races. Republican incumbent and Donald Trump ally Danielle Jarinski and Republican Amsalu Kassah were lagging behind progressive candidates Ali Jackson and Rob Andrews. Jarinski's claims that the Venezuelan prison gang, Tren de Aragua, had taken over several apartment complexes became a centerpiece of Donald Trump's 2024 campaign. Aurora's council race appears to mirror others nationwide in which Democrats handily defeated Republicans. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Family-owned farms and ranches could get a break on their taxes under a bipartisan bill planned for next year. CPR's Benta Berkland.
The bill would expand Colorado's official definition of a farm or ranch to cover land that's predominantly used to grow crops or graze livestock, not only for that purpose. That could open up access to tax breaks. The policy comes from the legislature's Water Resources and Agriculture Review Committee. Another bill would tighten rules for the Colorado Proud label. Products could only carry it if the state agriculture department authorizes them to. Also, only products grown in the state could be advertised as being produced in Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It's just about 7:06. This is CPR News.